It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, folks, it is your old buddy Luke Clayton, and thank you very much for tuning in to our weekly outdoor show here on KETR. You know, we've been doing this show every week for 6.5 years now, and we cover a lot of topics and I always try to hook you up with somebody that can help you in the outdoors or teach you something, or maybe I can shed a little light on something that you're doing. You know, this past week, I had an awesome couple of days. Went down to Lake Tawakoni with guy David Hansen. Now, David is the king of big blue catfish in the winter. I think most of you, probably many of you, have fished with David. But Rick Lambert, who's Miranda Lambert's dad, came up, a good friend to fish with us. And Larry Wysoon came up, got away from trailing the Hunter's Moon a little bit. And Jeff Rice owns a hunting ranch near Yantis, upper end of Lake Fork. Well, we all caught some big catfish with David one day, had a big fish fry over at his place, headed out and got some wild hogs over there on the upper end of Fork, and just a great time in the outdoors. But I thought I might, spring break is coming up real soon, and Captain Mike Williams down in Galveston is another great, I've got a lot of friends, folks. I've known Mike, and we've been friends for 25 years, I guess, but Mike is going to be our guest today, and we're going to talk about Galveston as a destination for spring break and those big black drum that'll be biting like crazy. Mike, are you standing by and enduring my intro here this morning?
Yes, sir. I'm glad you called, Luke.
You bet, bud. Well, you know, I think I hit the nail on the head on the black drum. I fished with you first time maybe, 22, 25 years ago, and it was a black drum trip. We caught the daylights out of them, and that's been going on for ever since you've been, guiding down there, I guess. It's right. About to start happening, isn't it?
Well, spring break and the big black drum run, it runs together, and it's really nice to have something that people that can go fishing and catch some fish in the springtime, and that's the spring break runs right at the peak of that run, and it's an outstanding target for especially kids out of school that want to go catch a lot of big fish. You know, if you go to a lake or anywhere you go, everybody always wants to catch some big fish, and these fish, they get big. They get up to 30, 40 pounds, and it's not uncommon to catch. Some days you catch as many as 20 or 30 of them, so it's a lot of fun for a family.
It is, and it's a trip that, like you say, a family just, any big kid with their parents can go on and catch fish. It's not like, I think a lot of people get tricked up when they start thinking about fishing in the saltwater.
Right.
A lot of people that haven't done it much thinking, I'm going to be out there in the open Gulf. But these trips.
These are all. We kind of specialize in taking mom, pop, and the kids, and we take little kids. We cater to little kids. We also do, take big people and tough guys fishing too. But all our guys kind of cater to little kids, and we know what they want and what they don't want, and we try to stay, close to the beach and close to inside land where they can, most of the place we fish for black drum, you can probably throw a rock and hit land. So we don't. It's not like you're way out in the ocean somewhere.
Yeah. The protected waters, too, of the jetties. That's where I fished a lot with you for the drum.
Yeah.
That's protected water. But,
yeah.
You spend a lot of time, I'm sure, concentrating on those areas, don't you?
Right. We fish out around the jetty some. But most of it's like down around the jetty, the base of the Texas City Dike, right into the entrance into the Galveston Bay Complex, which covers all lower West Bay. We fish a radius of about 10 miles, but none of it's, you're close to land. I mean, really close to land. It's really, really protected. Something that somebody that don't want to go out in the ocean, they don't have to worry about that because it's not like that at all.
You bet. Folks, before we wrap up our show today, I'm going to make sure and leave the contact information for Captain Mike Williams down there. GalvestonFishingGuides.com is the website. But, spring break is coming up. I know a lot of people are looking for something to do, and Galveston actually is about a little over four hours down there about 4.5 from northeast Texas, you know.
Right.
But Mike, catching these fish, kind of describe a trip. You meet everyone there at the Galveston Yacht Basin, which is very easy to find.
Right.
Jump in a boat, and heck, within 10 minutes, you're probably at where you're going to fish, aren't you?
Right. Yeah, we pick them up at the Galveston Yacht Basin, which is one of probably the nicest marinas in the state of Texas. It's like a big country club. Very nice, very secure. You don't have to worry about your stuff. And it's not like out on some dirt road somewhere. It's right down in the middle of Galveston, and it's a very nice, probably one of the, like I said, the nicest marinas in the state of Texas. Pick them up there at 6:30. The fishing ground is 10 minutes away. And we take you out there, pick you up at 6:30, and the trips last till noon, and we bring you back and clean your fish. It's a real good trip. And let me say this right quick about Galveston. If you hadn't been Galveston in the last 10 years, it's really changed. You know, they put the cruise liners in there, and they've upgraded all the restaurants and all the hotels, and it's almost like going to Vegas now. I mean, it's really changed in the last 10 years.
It has, Mike. And, you know, we go down for vacation every summer down there. But the truth is, if you still want the little bit of the remoteness, you know, you can go down to Jamaica Beach or a place like that near West Bay, down on that end.
Right.
And, you know, rent you a house or a motel room or whatever. And you can get away from it. But then when you want to go downtown, you can do that. Go down on the Strand. And it's I think a lot of people know and go to Galveston. It's a destination. But for folks that don't, you don't have to travel 12 hours to get to a nice, nowadays, a resort-type city, Mike, you know?
Right. It's really changed, and it's a lot of things to do in Galveston. Just decide to go fishing. I mean, it's fun for your whole family. I mean, it's a lot of fun.
Yep. Mike, for people that don't know you, I'm going to guess that many of our listeners have read about you and probably many of them have fished with you, but you've been guiding there out of Galveston, that area, for much of your life, your adult life, haven't you?
Early 70s. I started in 1970 and had run guide services out of there since 1970. I was the one that kind of got them to start fishing for tarpon again. Everybody, Texas Parks and Wildlife said the tarpon had left, and I did a lot of research in it and finally figured out they didn't leave. They just changed their migration habits, and we brought the tarpon fishing back probably on the entire Texas coast to we actually have a tarpon fishery now. We take people out fishing tomorrow.
That's right. Yeah. And, folks, I bet you a lot of you read about Mike during those years. I imagine that started out as quite a battle because no people really thought that they weren't there, didn't they? They thought that you could
not.
Well,
you know, everybody said they wasn't there, and I did some things I maybe shouldn't have done, but I started bringing them in and hanging them up in the marinas in Galveston, and they said that I was killing those tarpon for personal gain. And I said, no, I'm trying to do it to make you believe there's tarpon here. So after I hung up about 10 of them, they blew me, and then it started back up again.
Yep.
But at that time, in space and time in the 70s, everybody did that. So it's really frowned on now. We don't do that anymore at all. You can't even keep a tarpon unless it's a state record. But
Right.
We have to do something to make them believe us.
That was back in the days. That's just when I was actually early stages of when I started writing about hunting and fishing, you know.
Right.
That's when the meat shots, if you'll cover them in a magazine, put a bunch of fish on a stringer, that's what the editors were looking for. But yeah, we've learned. I mean, you know, and back in those times, I don't know, there was just so much fish and game, you know. I mean, but we've come a long way.
Well, everything's changed, the attitudes have changed,
yeah,
the rules and everything's changed, and we know better now.
It's good, you bet. Mike, the best bait for black drum, what if you were to pick, and you say, I've got to go catch drum, I mean, which is what you do, what would you pick for a bait?
Well, the number one go-to bait, it's kind of expensive, but that's what we use, that's what we furnish, is fresh blue crab. And we buy it, and it's very expensive, but it works the best. There's other baits that drum will hit, but the very best bait you can get is a fresh blue crab. And we cut it in fourths and fish it that way on the bottom within a moving tide. Mm-hmm. The tide is usually always better because the fish are actually coming, they're moving it, and are migrating into the bay on the moving incoming tide, and that's where we usually have our best luck.
You bet. And, you know, it's sometimes hard to think of a crab, you know, a fish. They actually crush the crab, don't they?
We take the shell off. It's a process to put it on a hook. But we actually take the hard shell off and just put that lump crab meat on the hook, and they love it.
They do.
People would eat it.
You bet. Oh, yeah, and do. They buy the same, the same ones. Black drum probably obviously feed on them, but they have a way. They're crushers, right? When they suck those crabs in.
Very much like redfish, like crushers in their throat, yes.
And get the nutrients out just like a redfish. Speaking of a redfish, that's not uncommon to hook into some of those bull reds.
Some of the biggest bull reds of the year are caught in February and March, and it's just the time that the big fish, like bass fishing on a lake, you're a certain time of the year. Just like bass fishing, you catch the biggest bass on a lake in February and March, and same way with saltwater. The biggest redfish are caught in February and March.
Yep, and then the annual redfish run, we call it, that's in the late summer, isn't it?
Yeah, September.
September.
That's a whole different deal, but that's a great fishing trip, too, but that's, like you said, in September.
But coming up right now, if you come down to Galveston, during just target spring break time, you know, a couple of weeks from now, whatever, black drum, redfish,
and trophy trout. If you want to take we don't catch a lot of big trout in March. I mean, a lot of trout, but we catch a lot of big trout in March. If you're looking for a trout, like a trophy-type trout, you know, 30-inch trout, we do catch some big trout in March.
Mike, on the trout, is there a lot of free-lining the shrimp going on?
That's the best way to catch those big trout. It's just like we used to fish for them. You free-line just with a live shrimp and a small weight. The most, that's the best way to fool them, and that's how we catch the real big ones. That's a lot of fun. That's probably my most favorite way to fish is for those big trout with using those light lines and hooks.
It is. I've been with you several times, you know, and just you'll keep the boat out just out from the jetties and use a spinning rig and toss those baits up in there and give them plenty of line, let them just enough weight, I guess, to pull that shrimp down, right?
Right.
Yeah, that's a whole lot of fun, too. But there's a lot coming up. I mean, for people planning vacations ahead of time, you've got after the black drum run, then you do a lot of shark fishing.
Go straight into the trout fishing.
Right into trout. Uh-huh.
Then we get out on the other side of that in June. We start our shark and tarpon trips, mm-hmm. and that's a lot of fun for the kids. You know, we used to not let the kids go on the shark trips, but we got such a demand, all the kids want to go shark fishing. So
now we
have a trip that's kind of pointed toward the children where they can go out. We don't go out and try to catch 400-pound sharks. We try to go out and try to catch something the kids can catch, you know, something maybe 80 pounds.
You bet. Well, Mike, we're just, believe it or not, we are almost out of time. Galveston Fishing Guides, and that's G-U-I-D-E-S, plural, galvestonfishingguides.com. What's the number people could call you at, Mike?
Best number to call me at is on my cell phone at number 713-256-9260.
Well, Mike, thanks very much. And folks, remember, we'll have Mike's website and on the KETR.org on the website here. You can go there and listen to the show anytime that you want to. Mike, thanks again, buddy. We really appreciate you being with us.
Thanks for calling, Luke.
Folks, this is Luke Clayton, and thank you very much for tuning in to today's show. And remember, you can listen to the archive of all of our shows at KETR.org. Just go there and look under local programs. Today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smokin' Tex Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, the Texas Deer Association, Sun Optics USA, Purina Mills, and Darton Archery.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.